T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line, Karen Travers, live from the White House. And Karen, the president, in one tweet yesterday, really kind of shaking up some political talk in the Middle East.
Yeah, this was a major shift in U.S. foreign policy. The president saying it's time for the U.S. to fully recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. He did this on Twitter, referring to this disputed area that was taken by Israel from Syria in 1967 in the Six-Day War. The president says it's a area of critical strategic and security importance to the state of Israel and stability in the region. So the U.S. becomes the first country to recognize this sovereignty. And there was pushback, no surprise in the region, because other countries around there say that this has to be negotiated between Israel and Syria. No surprise, given the civil war in Syria, those talks have been stalled over years.
What has been the reaction in Washington and in the Middle East? And is there a specific reason for the timing of all this?
Congress is out, so the reaction in Washington is muted this week, but the timing is certainly interesting because the Israeli elections are coming up in a couple of weeks, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is really in for a tough fight, his really most serious challenge since he's taken office. He's a fierce, close ally of President Trump's, and while the U.S. has said it won't interfere in those elections, this move can be seen as doing exactly that. Guess who's coming to the White House on Monday? Benjamin Netanyahu.
Okay, so interesting there. Anything between now and then over the weekend of note?
The president's heading to Florida today, and he'll spend the weekend at Mar-a-Lago.
All right, Karen Travers joining us live this morning from the White House.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.